I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus. Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned.
Earlier on this series,
anytime you want anything, first place you talk to, he will come. He will talk to you as I'm talking to you. Tell you, my daughter, take this step. But the problem with believers is when we want something, the first thing that comes to you, who do I go to? He said, he will be with you, abide in you forever, always. How can he be in you? God is in you, and you are not conscious. The moment you are conscious of him, the manifestation level will be so high. Hello. Now, take time out to look at people you pass by on streets. What do you see? If of recent you have taking some time to look at people, you will see frustration, two of us. You will see men who are walking in sorrow. Faces with forlorn looks, sagging shoulder. Men dragging their feet, frustration. You sighs and despair. You can see that people are in trouble. So what do the people need? Breakthrough. What do they need? Because an average man in the world has one problem or the other. Even the man you are looking up to is looking up to somebody else. The nations he wants to run to, they are also looking to other nations for help. The whole world is in confusion, hardship everywhere. Everybody is looking for one miracle or the other to come out of one trouble or the other. But hear this truth. I had to humble you. There is a gold in every man's field. There is a what? In every man's field. In every man's life, there are hidden treasures that can make you smile any day. He said the kingdom of God is within you, not outside you. God's kingdom can't be within you and you'll be frustrated. Hello. But many are saying, if only I knew the next step to take, I wouldn't be where I am. Now, the man Moses was faced with this kind of situation one day. Moses needed water to give to over 3 million people. But yet, guess what? Something happened. God showed Moses a way out and gave him a miracle. Today, God will show you a way out of that challenge. Yeah, this truth, God has given you and me what it takes to live a heavenly life here on earth. He has given us what it takes also to produce heavenly results on the earth. If I'm to produce heavenly results, how can I? Hear this, that's where I'm coming. The Holy Spirit is all you need. He is the one you need to produce such results. So here. The one you need to smile, to produce heavenly results on earth, is called the Holy Spirit. He is a person. It's not a feeling. It's not a dove. It's not a wind. He is a person. He overturns mountains by their roots. You hear the truth? You cannot be stranded. You cannot be frustrated with him as your helper. And I know you will never be stranded in your life anymore forever in the name of Jesus. Amen. With him as your helper, stagnation, frustration, name it, is over. He is the third person in the Trinity. Life without the help of the Holy Spirit can be frustrating. You know why? God helping you is superior to any human help. Because that which is from above is above all. And hear this, you cannot understand scriptures without his help. He is the divine illuminator of God's word. He enlightens your understanding to the truth of his word. Because all scriptures are given by him. He is the author of the Bible. So no one can interpret God's word like him to you. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, and verse 16. He is the author. Tell the boy, he's the author of the word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. By the what? And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All scripture is given by the inspiration. Who inspires? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the one that inspires a holy man to write the Bible. If he is the author, then he's the only one who can tell you what he's talking. Am I talking to someone here? So no man can teach you like him. At the root of every supernatural help is the Holy Spirit. Hello. He's closer to you than the closest person. He's in you. He is with you. He doesn't go on transfer. 24 hours is with you, but many don't know that he's with us. They look for answers very far, while the one that has the answer is with you. Hello. He's with you, yet you're looking for your brother who is abroad to help you. And my help cometh from the Lord. It doesn't come from abroad, it comes from above. He's with you, yet you're looking for a mortal man to help you. And man's help has limit. Man's help has what? Because the man you're looking up to help you is looking up to another person to help him. The government you're looking up to, they're looking for another government to help them. The country you're looking up to is looking for another country to help them. Because every country There's no country that is debt-free in the whole world. You didn't hear me? All the nations in the world owe. An average rich man, you think, is indebted. You're busy looking very far, while the one that is in you can create all things, can supply all things, can give you all things, yet you are not conscious of his presence in you. You are busy looking for a man who cannot solve your problem. The one that has answers to all your questions is in you. He's called the Holy Ghost. Yet you have never asked him to help you. That's where my message is going to. Many have missed him. Busy looking far when what they are looking for is inside. Now, let me explain you something to you to help you. Whether hunger, whether money, it will give you better understanding. All the things that ever confronted humanity, that they met Jesus face to face with them, was their answer provided for some things? Including money? I come again. Now, it will give you understanding. Was there any situation that they met Jesus with that he said, no, I can't provide the answer, including money? Remember, they wanted to pay tax, there was no cash. He said, open the mouth of a fish and bring the money. Three of us? They went to him before he provided? Yes. Peter went to him and said, they're asking us for money to pay tax. He said, go ahead, open your mouth of a fish. I kept money there. I'm coming somewhere. Was there any situation they met Jesus with and there was no answer? Are you sure? Everything they met him, there was answer? Both spiritual, material needs? Now hear this. And he said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you a comforter who will do exactly what I'm doing now. That means the comforter, if you meet him, he will give you answer to every challenge as Jesus did.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness, Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges, Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Understand now. There was no situation they met Jesus with as a problem that Jesus never provided answer, whether food, whether clothing, whether money, whether spiritual. Everything he gave answer, including money. Now he said, I am going, but I'm going to send you a comforter who will do exactly what I would have done. And he's called the Holy Ghost. That means the way Peter, James, and John, they went to Jesus, he simply said to us, now go to the Holy Ghost. He will do the same. But many are not conscious of him. Say, I see. Say, I see. You see where you miss it? You miss it because you are not conscious of his majestic presence. Because this time, you don't see him face to face. Unlike Jesus, he was a person you saw. But I said, I'm going, but I'm going to send you a helper called the Comforter. The word Comforter simply means a helper. Just like I helped you, raised the dead, gave you food in the wilderness, did everything for you, I am going to the Father, but he will be with you. He will always be with you, not going to leave you. He will not forsake you. Now, the way you approach me, approach him. And every time you approach him, he will give you answers. Say, I see. But the church does not go to him. We run to men. So the frustration continues. But it is ending today. Say, it is ending. Because you'll be conscious of his presence. And for everything, you will go to him. And when you go to him, your answer is sure. Say, I hear. I'll tell you some of his functions, not all. One thing is that, number one, he searches all things. He searches what? He searches all things. There's nothing that can be hidden with him. He searches all things. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Are you there? It says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. By what? That's the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit, you know, searched all things. How many things? Yea, the deep things of God. His mission is to reveal deep things to you. In order to establish on your high throne, he will show you things that others can't see. Hey! What am I saying? Stop relying on men. He searched all things. Yeah, the deep things that men can't tell you, he will tell you. He will reveal things to you that nobody can reveal to you. When he tells you do this, you are sure to make profit. Yet, we don't go to him, we go to men. So I see. How many can see where they miss it? Can you see now? It's closer to you than your husband. Yeah, let me humble you. He's closer to you than your pastor. Because your pastor can make mistake. He's a man. That's why I call him man of God. He's a what? Man of God. Man of God. A pastor is a man of God. So there's a man factor before the God factor. But the Holy Spirit does not sleep. He never slumbers. He knows every plan of God for your life. He searched all things, not some things, all things including contract. He searched, yeah, deep, things that are deep. I pray today you will never be the same after this moment. Amen. Number two, he teaches all things. He teaches what? He teaches all things, all things. He teaches all things. Mathematics, engineering, inclusive. He teaches all things. Bible, mathematics, engineering, English. He teaches all things. All. He will teach you anything. Now, if you look at John chapter 14 and verse 26. Oh, makelu brezukata. John 14, 26. The Bible says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, are you there? Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, Bible and other things. Chemistry inclusive. If you are dull, is because you are not depending on him. He said he will teach you. When he teaches you, you come out first. And from today, he will teach you. He will teach you. How many things? Including that thing you have been finding difficult to understand. And he will bring all things to your remembrance. Now, if you look at that same John chapter 16, verse 30, Jesus said something. 16, 30 said, happy when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He will guide you to all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. So Jesus is telling us he will enter into a ministry of revelational responsibility we carry out, which Jesus said he will begin to do to humanity that believes in his name. He will reveal things that are to come. He will tell you what is not yet existing, but will come in the future. Hello. Hey. You can't have the Holy Ghost and be asking man to tell you something. It's against scriptures. In the New Testament, it's not correct to go and ask a mortal man, what do you feel about my future? It's unscriptural. It's not godly. Once you have the Holy Spirit in you, you ask him. Say, he will show you things to come. Not man. Man can't tell you. It's Old Testament phenomenon to go and stand before a man and say, how do you feel in our life? How is our family going to be? It's not New Testament. New Testament, you have the Holy Spirit that can tell you whatever will happen in the future. So each man will know what happens. But we don't relate with him, so we go before men even tomorrow and say, man of God, what do you think you can tell me? No. No man of God can tell you your future. God in you has to tell you. It's not biblical to go before any mortal man to ask. But no, ignorance has made some of you to tomorrow. You go before even agents of Satan with white garment and long hair. People who don't have the Spirit of God in them. He says, and the man has no Spirit of God. I say he's telling you the Spirit of God. A man of Abraham says, I she? Telling me you don't she nothing. Telling me she? Nothing. When he says, I she, he says she nothing. You don't she nothing. So here. He, number three, he is the comforter. He is the what? In John 14, verse 16, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. That was the illustration I gave. And he shall abide with you forever. The word comforter means helper. Means what? Helper. So he said, I'm going to send you a helper. Number four, he abides with us forever. According to John 14, 16. Glory to God. Now, you know what he does? He helps you by illuminating the truth to you. Then, as the truth is opened up to you, naturally you will obey it. And when you obey it, you provoke divine help. Because you cannot obey scriptures and not enjoy the help of God. He helps you. This is what he does. He helps you to hear what God is saying. He picks a scripture and amplifies it, and you easily respond to it. When you hear me as I'm talking, there are difference between hearing a preacher and hearing the Holy Spirit. There are two different things. Many people are hearing preachers, but they don't hear the Holy Spirit. A preacher will be preaching. What the Holy Ghost does is, as he's preaching, it will take God's word, amplify it, and then break it to suit your own purpose. When you begin to relate with the Holy Ghost, I can be talking now and he'll be telling you, my son, that thing is saying concerning this situation of your life, apply it like this, you get this result. If you have come to that level, then you are relating with him. Many hear preachers, they've not had the Holy Spirit. When you begin to hear the Holy Ghost, somebody will be throwing a word. While he's talking the word, the Holy Ghost will just break it. As in this scripture, it's like this. Hello. Am I communicating with what are you? Hey, with you.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career?
Someone's knocking at the door.
Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Kingdom Exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness, Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges, Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ibiomi, you could call +234 703 897 5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment, and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ibiomi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.